Jury selection began Monday in the second trial for an Alliance man accused in the disappearance of a 17-year-old girl. 53-year-old Robert Moore was scheduled to be tried in January in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Judge Maureen Sweeney granted a continuance requested by Moore's defense. Proceedings have been delayed seven times. A mistrial was declared in November after prosecutors said the case ran out of potential jurors. Moore was found not guilty of aggravated murder in the June 2009 disappearance of Glenna White of Smith Township. Sweeney declared a mistrial in 2022 after jurors were unable to agree on a charge of murder. Jackson Township man will spend 6 to 9 years in prison for trying to kill his mother. 28-year-old Logan Shaw was sentenced April 8th by Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoney. Shaw pleaded guilty to charges of attempted murder and felonious assault. In January 2023, he choked his mother at an Island Drive Northwest home until she lost consciousness. The victim required medical attention. Shaw was given credit for 118 days served. Sebring voters will be asked to support three levies on the November ballot. Village Council Monday approved resolutions asking the Mahoning County Auditor to certify valuations and determine revenues for a 2 mil additional for the police department, a 1 mil renewal for recreation, and a 2 mil additional for parks and recreation. Each tax would be on the books for 5 years. Additional levies for the police and park departments were defeated in November. Council also passed an ordinance accepting a bid for activated carbon for use at the water treatment plant. Calgon submitted the only bid of $160,800 per year for a 3-year period. Man was given 6 months probation in order to pay restitution after pleading guilty to charges of theft and passing bad checks. Philip Fraglia was sentenced Friday in Mahoning County Court in Canfield. He was accused of stealing about $10,000 while he was manager of the Kensington Golf Course in the city. He reportedly had access to funds and wrote unauthorized checks. Additional charges were dropped in exchange for the guilty plea. Guilty plea for a man charged with stealing from a family member. 47-year-old Bryce Bezdek of Rogers will be sentenced June 28th on account of felony theft from a person in a protected class. He was accused of stealing funds from a 77-year-old man between April 2014 and October 2020. He was indicted 1 year ago. A second charge was dropped. Bezdek faces up to 36 months in prison. A Youngstown man is on trial accused of sexually assaulting a young girl. Jury selection began Monday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court in the case of 45-year-old Cipriano Ruiz. He was indicted on 2 felony counts of gross sexual imposition. Ruiz allegedly assaulted a girl from July to October 2022. She was 9 at the time. He was arrested in February 2023 after the child told police he had touched her inappropriately. Niles police investigating what appears to be a case of swatting or a bogus emergency call to tie up police operations. WFMJ-TV reports officers responded to Eastwood Mall Sunday afternoon after a man called a dispatcher claiming there was a person with a gun at the complex. The caller said a long-haired man wearing black pants was carrying a guitar case containing an AR-15 rifle. Police found no one matching the description of the suspect. A security guard told officers someone had called threatening to shoot up the mall. More Vienna Township employees have been laid off as a result of misappropriation of the township's money. WKBN-TV reports trustees were told Monday night the amount is $1.3 million. After an executive session, Police Chief Bob Lute resigned and was replaced on an interim basis by Lieutenant Brian Darby. Trustees say Fiscal Officer Linda McCullough has been mismanaging funds. 3 police officers and 3 fire department medics were laid off Monday. 5 employees were laid off in February. The township now has 3 police officers and no full-time staff in the fire department. A Lakewood woman appeared in court Monday on an attempted murder charge and Thursday's shooting of a city worker. A Cleveland municipal court judge set bond at $75,000 for 39-year-old Aisha Schwartz. A motion for temporary protection order was also filed in the case. The shooting happened before dawn Thursday at a Cleveland Department of Public Works garage. Authorities allege Schwartz followed the worker to the garage, got into his pickup, and took a loaded firearm. She allegedly said, "I'm going to kill you," before firing 3 times. One of the bullets struck the man in the esophagus. He was in serious condition but is expected to recover. The suspect and victim knew each other, according to police. Cleveland will pay $4.8 million to the family of a 13-year-old girl struck and killed by a stolen car during a police pursuit. Settlement announced Monday, one of the largest in Ohio, involving a police chase. Tamia Chapman was killed in December 2019 when a car driven by a 15-year-old boy jumped a curb and struck her. The driver of the stolen car was charged as an adult and is now serving a prison term. Authorities said the police pursuit began after an off-duty Cleveland officer witnessed a carjacking and followed the vehicle. The fatal shooting of an Ohio officer during a training exercise at a state corrections department facility being investigated as a possible reckless homicide. The April 9th shooting at the Correctional Training Academy in Pickaway County killed 43-year-old Lieutenant Rodney Osborne. Columbus Dispatch reported Monday the information is included in an 18-page report from the Highway Patrol. The report says officials are investigating a state employee. The person's name was redacted. And the following funeral announcement, service for 48-year-old Catherine Rugley, Wednesday at 5 o'clock, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Memorial service will be held at a later date for 77-year-old Joanne Hickerson, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian.